Let us pray. Creator God, Father and Mother of us all, we thank you this day for fathers. We thank you for great fathers who listen and play and read and consider and work and forgive and cuddle and teach and most of all love. We thank you, God, for good fathers who think of their children and do their very best. Holy One, we thank you for improving fathers who work at being more patient and more loving. And God, we thank you for all who fathered us. We thank you for the grandfathers, uncles, neighbors, teachers, coaches, and friends who illustrate love in action, who demonstrate how wonderful a grown-up man can be. Jesus, our brother, thank you for showing us how to build a loving family out of mismatched parts. Please help us provide support to children by loving their families with a God-sized love. Spirit of God, make us wise enough to think first of the most vulnerable. Make us courageous enough to fight for the hungry child, the trafficked teenager, the parent doing their best. Help us bring your peace, your love to every family. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would the children come forward, please? No? No. No help at all. Can't reach it, can you, Liam? There you go. There you go. We lose our cup. How far do you think I can reach my legs by doing this? How far do you think this is? Is this 20 feet? You got a guess?
3 feet.
3 feet? That's a pretty good guess, yeah. You want to measure it for me? 3 feet, 2 feet, yeah. You measure it for me, Lauren. How far is it from this step out to the edge of my foot? Okay, there's 3 feet. So about 3.5 feet, yeah? Okay, well, how far, if you two helped me, how far could we reach? One of you stand here and put your foot against mine. Okay, you stand and put your foot against your sister's. Okay, take the tape measure on down there further. How far, stretch it way out, pull it further out. Yeah, okay, now, how far can we reach? Stretch your feet way out, Lindsay, there you go. How far can you reach? Is that 8 feet something?
8 feet, 9 inches.
8 feet, 9 inches, okay. Do you think if we had even more help, we could reach farther? Yeah, I bet we could. I think we're going to move this over this way a little bit, and then we're going to get some people to help us. I don't know who could possibly help us. Are there any people who might want to help us? Yeah, I thought we could have a few. Yeah, we could. Okay, bring the tape measure back here, girls. We're going to start here and run up this aisle. Let's see how far we could reach. Stretch your feet out as far as you can. Okay, how far can we reach here? How far can we reach if people help us? Sometimes we think we have to do things all by ourselves. How far are we at, Pat?
27 feet.
27 feet? Woohoo!
That's pretty good.
Woohoo! And if we had even more help, if we had even more help, Here, we can, okay, take it down that way. Pull the tape measure down, because I don't know how long this tape measure is. 17 and 21, that sounds like 38 to me. We got a lot farther when we got some help, didn't we? We got a lot farther. Thank you very much for helpers. You may sit down. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone, but if we keep asking for help, we can get lots of help. And this church family, one of the things that we do for each other is we help each other. When people are sick, when people need help for some other reason, there are lots of people here who would help you. Sometimes you have to ask and ask and ask, and that's okay. And that's okay. But they helped us. They helped us. And we got a lot farther, and we got things done. As a church, we can do big things together. When we put our money together, we can help people even around the world. When we all bring in food, like you've seen the food back there on the shelf for the pantry, we can feed a lot of families. So helping each other, like in your family and in this church family, we can get a lot done, right? Okay. Anything that you want to share? Are you looking forward to the softball game next Friday? Yeah. Your parents are going to play. I'm really excited about that. Would you guys like to be runners for us? Would you? Okay. We'll work on that. Okay. Let's say a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that you are always with us. We thank you that we have a family at home, that we have grandparents and aunts and uncles and lots of people who love us. We thank you for a church family. We thank you for people who will get up and help. We thank you for people who are brave enough to ask for help. Help us help one another in all the ways you would have us work. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you. Then there's crackers and pretzels and things here. They are hurrying to see the risen Christ, as the women witnesses had told them. From Matthew 28, the very last part of the chapter, verses 16 to 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Here ends the reading, the last of the book of Matthew. My message this morning is called Sent. The author of Matthew does not share a story on the road to Emmaus, as Luke did, or the upper room appearance, as John did. In the book of Matthew, the followers believed the women who had seen Jesus and hurried to the rendezvous point on a mountain in Galilee to meet the risen Christ for themselves. Our translation says, they worshipped him, but some doubted. The Greek could legitimately mean several things. The 11 worshipped, but others among the group doubted. Some of the 11 worshipped and some doubted. Or they worshipped with some doubt. Because in the theology of Matthew, the descriptions presented, all one needs is a little faith. Doubt is acceptable as well. Even among the first-hand witnesses, faith and doubt coexisted. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Nations in Greek is ethne, perhaps Gentiles, non-Jews, but maybe better as all peoples, tribes, nationalities. Disciples. We hear the word often. Disciples means learner, apprentice, or student attached to a teacher or movement. Disciples include those who follow most closely, like Peter and Thomas, as well as those followers who adhere to the principles or beliefs of a leader, such as us. Just a few lines, Jesus made it simple. He sent his followers out to baptize, teach, and remember his presence. Looking at the millions of Christian churches around the world, one might wonder how it all got so complicated. Buildings and budgets, hymnals and routines. How did baptize, teach, and remember get crusted with brass and bishops, creeds, and denominations? Duke University chaplain Jennifer Copeland tells about a campus tradition called tenting. Tickets for certain basketball games are hot commodities, so students started waiting in line ahead of the sale dates. But those waits got longer, so tents were erected on the waiting lines. Uh-oh, we got head bumps every week now, don't we? Tickets for certain basketball games are hot commodities, so students started waiting in line ahead of the sale dates. But those waits got longer, so tents were erected on the waiting lines. Eventually, rules were enacted to permit class attendance and to prevent 19-year-olds from freezing in tents during blizzards, because those waiting lines had grown to months of sleeping in tents. Sometimes the ticket buyers were so exhausted or hungover, they did not even make it to the game they had awaited. The original purpose had been getting a seat for the big game, but after years of tenting, the goal had been misplaced. Line monitors, tent checks, security, quotas occupied student government legislative sessions to such an extent, it might be fair to ask why the students were at Duke University. Were they there for tenting? But today's discussion is not about college education, is it? Following the Messiah, Christos, what did Jesus tell us to do? Make disciples of all nations. Lead all people to know and follow the principles taught by Jesus of Nazareth. We have heard stories of misguided missionaries who are proud solely of how many foreigners they baptized. While Jesus did tell us to baptize, he said, make disciples, baptize, and teach. We invite new students, then we baptize, and still we teach, and keep learning while we remember Christ is with us. From a Chinese proverb, when the winds of change blow, some people build walls and others build windmills. The way we read, preach, sing, and learn about the teachings of Jesus today bears little resemblance to that group on a Galilean mountain 2,000 years ago. And like those Duke University students, we can get so involved in making sure our waiting lines are fair and orderly that we forget which game we lined up for. Everywhere, in our clubs, in our homes, at work, or in the church, we can get too busy maintaining our tents to go to class. Therefore, in all areas of our lives, it serves us well to review our missions, remember our priorities, and align our efforts with our mission. We might remind a teenager that having her music loud enough is not the mission of the evening. Learning her algebra is. We grown-ups also can get distracted with TV, shiny cars, promotions, record-keeping styles, or color coordination. Meanwhile, we forget loved ones that need us to listen, dogs that need walks, hungry people that need fed, or lost souls that need to hear that God loves them. If you build it, they will come. Decades ago, being a church was easy. Like that Field of Dreams ball field, we merely had to open the doors of our building and families arrived. Well, sad to be the bearer of bad news, but the converts are no longer showing up that way. We may need to think back, way back, to the early church. What did Jesus say? Jesus did not say, if you build it, they will come. Jesus sent us into the world, to all people. On the streets, in gathering spots, workplaces, refugee camps, halls of government, dorms or food pantries, the needs are great. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you to the end of the age. What if, out in the world, those around you recognized something special in you? A loving fire burning bright. What if we listened for needs? Needs for community, for guidance, for a chance to contribute and make the world better? What if we invited? What if we shared? There's a place that I love that you might like as well. Just as young couples may need to hear that the marriage matters more than the wedding, we in the church might need to be reminded that the baptismal dress is not as important as keeping the promises of baptism to guide our children, all our children, in their faith. For our timid guests, feeling listened to, being genuinely welcomed, no matter who you are, matters more than the carpet color. Christians also must remember that being a disciple or student is about learning. Are we reading? Are we looking for new perspectives? Are we asking how the demands of Jesus affect us today, tomorrow? Are we sharing our learning, our questions? Are we walking together in the study and practice of our faith? Jesus sent us to all people to teach them and to keep learning, remain disciples ourselves. To remain faithful to our calling, to keep learning, loving, and growing is never easy. We all forget and veer off the path. We need to know our sisters and our brothers. We need to have shared enough of our stories to trust them with our mistakes, to feel safe asking new, stupid questions. We also need to love enough to hold them up when they have fallen and to hang on to them when our feet are knocked from underneath us. Surrounding all this work, all this challenge, learning and love one another, is a memory. We are bound securely, rooted in an everlasting strength. We are never alone. Jesus said, remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. He's not just with some distant bishop or boss, not with some expert who really knows what she's doing. Jesus is with you and you and you and me and you and you and you. Sing and dance boldly with fearless love. Jesus sent you. Amen.